Listen. Listen careful and you can hear it. Or maybe not, because it's only after me. I don't know when it got there. All I know is it's growing and getting louder. Now its voice follows me everywhere I go. I'm too smart and too grown up to believe all this is real. That's why I don't tell anyone it's under there. My friends will think I'm crazy and it's all just in my head, that nothing is actually wrong. But I know it's real. Sometimes I lay there too scared to move. At first, I tried yelling back, but it got louder. And I got tired. Now I just listen. It yells every night. I think it takes a part of me as I sleep. Maybe that's how it grows, because I do my best not to feed it, even when I know it's starving. But that has to be how it works, because every morning I wake up a little less myself and a little more scared. Sometimes it's so loud that I lay there too afraid to even move. Like maybe if I'm still, quiet, or disappear under the covers, I can pretend none of this exists. Maybe then it'll leave me alone. Usually when I play or listen to stories, I can't believe no one else seems to hear all the noise it makes. So I keep acting like it's not there and nothing is wrong. I protect it. Keep everything around it tidy so no one will look too close and see the shadows it casts. It never draws too much attention either, hiding under the pretty outside layers. But then I notice something else of mine is missing. Things I have lost over the years must be stuck underneath it. Smothered. Like they got eaten up. Maybe they're gone forever. Even more reason not to go looking too hard. If I go under there, I might get swallowed whole. Maybe being swallowed whole wouldn't be the worst, though, because then I could find all my lost stuff. One time, after listening to it yell and myself cry, I called up an expert to check it out. They have them for these sorts of things, but if you ever call one, ask to see their credentials, because they came to look at mine and told me there was nothing there. So I asked my mom and dad to look, and they just thought I was silly, that I was going through a phase. I'm not crazy. It's real, and it's growing, and I can't make it stop. I want someone to notice the voices and shadows. I want someone to make it okay to sleep again and dream again and get dressed for school again, even to just stand in the mirror and brush my teeth. Just some peace and quiet. I want someone to be a superhero and save the day. They would know what to do to get rid of it. But someone told me that superheroes don't exist either. And maybe that's okay. Tonight I went to check for it once and for all. To slay it. And I tried. I promise I did. But I just couldn't do it. Even though I'm afraid of the monster, I'm more afraid to go searching for it. It could escape. Or worse, I could go looking for it and find that it was never there after all. I'm scared that if I don't have it there at night, I won't know how to be all alone. Yes, I'm scared, but I protect it anyways. I keep it close, but covered up tight. I protect it so that it will protect me from the bigger monsters that are hiding in the dark.